This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Let's get ready to Get Serial.
And good morning, everybody. This is Get Serial here on 90.7. You're with Chris and
Chitin.
And today we've got a big show for you, don't we?
Do we?
Yeah, we have a big show.
We
have news, we have music quizzes.
Yeah, we've got everything.
So, and for the first little bit, we're going to talk about some news articles that are flying around and all that. And we will start off. What will we start off with today?
We've got Stay On by Goldmember. And after that, we've got Bass Jumping by Amo Faraji.
And you're listening to Sin. You're listening to Sin, and the song you just heard was...
Stay On.
No, it was... Yeah, so the first one you heard was Stay On.
Yeah.
By
Goldmember,
and then you heard one of the new Sweet 16s that came out yesterday was Space Jumping by
Amo Faraji,
yeah, and that was a very interesting song. And also, now let's go on to some news articles. Now, I think you had one, about read it out to us so we all know what we're.
I'll read out what one of the articles says.
Yeah.
Victorian opposition pushes for crackdown on display of Nazi symbols.
Is there any reason behind that? Like, what was the reason behind
The reason is because it inspires hatred and physical violence.
I would agree with that. But I think I saw a current affair program a few weeks ago that had an article about someone in Victoria having one of those flags.
Oh.
And it was a small country town. The whole town was not with him. Apparently, he moved out 6 weeks after he moved in.
Oh,
well, yeah, it's interesting. These, you know, people like these are around.
Yeah, but yeah. But if they do it, they're facing 6 months in jail.
6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually quite interesting. And. Well, yeah, that's... Anything else interesting in that article?
Well, they talk about the ancestry of the Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
Which is not a good history.
No, not at all. And I think I had an... I've got an article as well, while we're on the topic of news. Mine's about the rescue flight operated by Qantas. That's coming from Wuhan, going to it's in near Rome. So they passengers. So the people who are in quarantine, they'll go to Enmouth, get off the plane, go on it's an Air Force plane, and then they'll go to Christmas Island. And I think that's a very topical issue recently, a lot in the news and. All that. What do you think about all that? You know, all that mayhem and all that.
It has to do with the coronavirus, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's better to be safe than sorry, as the saying goes. But
yeah. And people are saying that it's in, you know, a formal detention center, and I've seen a lot of news articles about them redoing some of it, so it's at least comfortable.
True.
And that's right. You know. You have to be comfortable while, you know, waiting.
True. I agree with that.
But anyway, let's go on to our next song, which is...
Elevator Operator
by Kerry Barnett. You're listening to... And that was... that song was... Oh, sorry. That song was
"I Ain't Got You" by
by Port Royal. Sorry, my brain wasn't working there. It's not too early in the morning, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and then just before that, you heard "Mr. Blue Sky" by the Electric Symphony or the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yep.
And then just before that, the first song you heard on that set was "Elevator Operator" by Courtney Barnett. And now, let's hand it over to you, my friend, and we will find out what we're doing next.
What we're doing next is we're talking about what happened today in history.
What happened today on the 3rd of February?
Well, on 3rd of February in 1238, the Mongols took over Vladimir, Russia.
They took over who took over Russia?
The Mongols, so the Khan family, like, it was like Oghdaga Khan, so I'm guessing he was like in the lineage of Genghis Khan or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's very interesting. You know, like, invasions happen all the time. Like, in the Roman Empire, there's a lot of things that happened, wasn't there?
Yeah.
In that, you know, invasions and all that, and lots of invasions over the years. Anyway, what else have we got?
Oh, we also got, in 1920, the Allies demanded that 890 German military leaders stand up trials for war crimes.
Oh. Now, that's interesting. You know, that was the First World War, wasn't it? 1920, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's a bit of, you know, bit of Australia's history, the Anzacs and all that. And, jeez, I'm just trying to think about it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we've come from where they are to here today. Yeah. And, yeah.
Lots happened.
Lots happened over the years. Anything else happened over?
Oh, in 1904, Colombian troops clashed with U.S. Marines in Panama.
Does it say why?
But from what I read, it was just like a battle. I can't just see just a battle. Well, they sent troops on a stationed place to fight rebels.
Ah. It's basically, they weren't working together, but they were trying, but rebels.
Yeah.
Must have been like to make the Panama Canal. We have to look that up when that was made.
Yeah.
But if you guys have any more knowledge about these things, go tell us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/getserial. And also on our Instagram, we put a post up today of Get Serial. And anything else?
Oh, plenty by the looks of it. Yeah.
Keep rolling them off.
In 1966, Soviet Luna 9 achieved soft landing on the moon.
So, when was that? Like, was that before the walk on the moon, or was that after? That would be after, wasn't it? Yeah, because they walked on the moon before the Russians, because it was a space race. Because the Russians got into space first.
Yeah.
Man into space first, but but the US landed on the moon first with a man. So it has to be after.
Yeah, I don't know. It's soft landing.
If anyone knows, let us know. Anything? Keep going.
Yeah.
Rack 'em up. Keep going.
There's the last one on the list. In 1945, the month-long Battle of Manila begins.
And what year?
1945.
Oh, yeah. World War II. Or end of World War II. Jeez. There's a lot that goes on in the 20th century, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot goes on. Like, well, I think 18th century and then the rest of it's in the 1800s. Then the 1900s, it's more. Well, I guess more records were around here, weren't they?
Yeah.
More records around that day. And then next, keep listening after the set of songs and you'll hear the international month of the year. I'll give you a hint. It involves breakfast. And keep listening for the music quiz in the next hour. You'll listen to Get Serial. And the next song is Violet Town.
Oh.
By Tori Forsyth. This is Violet Town by Tori Forsyth. You're listening to Sin.
This is Get Serial on Sin with your host Jidden and Chris.
Yes, and the song you just heard was one by
El Fresh the Lion.
And just before that we heard
Violet Town by Tori Forsyth.
Yeah, that was the first on the set.
Oh yeah, before that was Summer Jam by Lucky Luke.
Yes. No, I think those were both very good songs.
They were.
And also, oh yeah, weren't we going to tell them about the International Day of the Week in the month, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Well, it's the... let's get this straight. It's the 3rd of February.
It is.
And today is International Gold Retriever Day. Yes. So, for all those dog lovers, golden retrievers, it's your day. Run around. Be free.
Yeah.
And the month... now, I said it was to do with breakfast. Now, if you guys said hot breakfast, you got it correct. Now, if I had a stinging sound, I'd be playing it by now, but no. But, yeah, so hot breakfast this month. So, February is now hot breakfast. So, anyway, what is some of your hot breakfast favourites?
Oh, cereal.
Is hot... wait, can you have hot cereal?
Yeah, you can just muck away
the hot cereal. Yeah. Like, Weet-Bix and cornflakes and all that.
Yeah.
Bacon and eggs, though, for me. Oh. Like, you know, just the... actually, just boil the egg and then, you know, then I just cook the bacon and then with toast. Oh, lovely.
Delicious.
And sometimes with tomato sauce, people think I'm strange, but... tomato sauce. Yeah.
I've seen that before multiple times.
Yeah. Who doesn't want it? It's just amazing. And let us know your views for what your hot breakfast is, because this is Hot Breakfast Month, and you're listening to Get Cereal, so it relates.
It does.
So get your cereal, if you like it hot, put it in the microwave.
Yep.
You know?
Not too long, you don't want to burn you.
No, you don't. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, it's always a bit of a... fun, isn't it? And, you know, well... as I said, Facebook, Instagram. We have nearly everything, don't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, and as we continue on, not really much to do. It's like, what is it? Nearly half past. What's the time?
6:41.
Oh, 6:41. Well, we keep going. The songs keep going. The jams keep jamming, wasn't it? Isn't it something like that?
Yeah, that's the same.
Well, let's go on to A Woman's World by O Kenyo. You're listening to Sin. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. And the song you just heard was Torn by Natalie... sorry, I'm not saying it well today.
Natalie Imbruglia.
It's interesting to say. But, and just before that, you heard Wonder Woman by O Kenyo. And we've just come across another article that I think is quite interesting. Is Victoria, is about recycling and environment. Things, you know, a lot of people are passionate about these days, don't you think?
Yeah, that is true.
And it's... I'll read out the headline. And this is from The Age. Victoria will cash for cans, containers, deposit scheme. And this is talking about how there's a suspicion of an announcement coming up that where there'll be an announcement to bring out this said scheme. Because we are the only state that hasn't either got a plan or, you know, what is already doing a... you know, 10-cent return. So, what do you think on this topic so far?
Well, it's a good idea because we're looking out for the future generations through recycling. Mm.
And also, you get a reward off it. So, I think in New South Wales, there was a couple, because they already have the 10-cent, you know, urn in New South Wales. There's a couple that paid for their wedding with these said... cans and bottles. People just, you know, putting their cans, bottles in their bag, in like plastic bags, putting on their doorstep so they could, you know, have money for the wedding. How, you know, how is that amazing? Instead of, you know, working and, you know, getting all these, you know, other stuff, you pay for your wedding with cans and bottles, and you're helping the environment at the same time.
That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And can I share your thoughts about this? Because it's interesting, and it's, you know, it will change. It will change the face of everything, because, you know, at least every state except Victoria has a, or is planning to introduce a earn and a return and earn scheme. But, yeah, then they're just in discussions right now, and, yeah. We hope this will make everything better, don't you think?
Well, it should.
Well, I hope it does. And anyway, what is our next song?
It is Simple Song by Passenger.
And you're listening to...
Get Serial on Sin. And welcome back to Sin.
And...
welcome back to Get Serial on Sin. We have Jidden and...
Chris. And the song we just heard was...
Ubu by Method Ethel and Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Yes, I actually like those songs. They're quite nice. And both are basically upbeat for this song. And now, magic. Yeah. You have some interesting magic facts for us.
Love that stuff. Yeah, I do. I have plenty of them by the looks of it, but I'll try to be fast about it.
Oh, don't be fast. We all want to know what these are all about.
Alright, Harry Houdini died on Halloween on 1926.
So, wait. Houdini died on Halloween?
Yep.
Jeez. Is that a coincidence, or is that just... I don't understand.
I don't know. It's just a massive coincidence.
Massive coincidence. Jeez, what else have you got?
The word magic comes from the Greek word magi.
So... great. Okay. So, Greek word magi. Okay.
Yeah, they got that from that word. The bullet catch trick has killed 12 magicians.
Jeez.
Because they failed at... it's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
To try to catch a bullet, but yeah.
Wouldn't that be impossible?
No, this is where they went wrong. You're supposed to rig it with a blank bullet.
Oh.
So, they might have accidentally put a... actual one in by accident.
Oh,
so, yeah.
That's not good.
No, nah, not good at all.
Don't try that at home.
Never. Don't even bother.
No, don't even yeah. try.
The most expensive magic show ever cost $35.7 million.
Wait. How much?
$35.7 million.
Wait, and who was that?
That was a casino.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. In Germany.
That is so much money. 30 million, you said?
35.7.
Oh my gosh.
Just for magic.
That's just for magic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Must have been a lot of magic then.
Yeah.
Big show. Anything else?
Well, there's two branches of magic, black magic, white magic.
What's the difference?
One is supposed to be on the darker side of spirituality, which is like putting curses on people.
Oh. Well,
white magic is based around, like, healing and all that.
So, yin and yang, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, one, like, now I'm starting to think of, like, Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
The dark side and the light side.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, anything else?
Oh, there's plenty on this stuff. Like, everyone knows this. In the Middle Ages, witches and sorcerers were burnt alive because they thought they were evil.
Yeah, jeez. My question, isn't there a game called Magic? A card game called Magic?
There's a game, yeah.
Okay, I've seen people play it. I don't understand of it. There's a lot of things that are to do with magic, isn't there?
There's heaps, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Any other interesting facts we've all got to know?
Let me see. Magic as an art form only got respect in the 18th century. Before that, it was, like, demonized.
Oh, so... after the 18th century, it's like, yep, it's good, magic.
Yeah, we don't have to burn them.
entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, absolutely, like, who knew that? Like, I didn't even know that before today, so it's one more fact before we go back to a song.
This is the most interesting one I found. Jasper McCallum fought the Nazis with his magic gang.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Second World War broke out. British illusionist Jasper McCallum offered his skills to the War Department, where he came up with illusions such as inflatable tanks and so forth to trick the enemy.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that is just interesting. Absolutely. I don't even know that. Guys, if it heard that, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/getserial. We'll put a post up there. You tell us what of those facts did you know already? And geez, yeah. Well, we'll go on to our next song, which is My Happiness by Powderfinger. You're listening to Get Serial here with Chris and Jitten.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Get Serial. And this is My Happiness, Powderfinger, yeah. And that was just Dumb Things by Paul Kelly and AB Original. And just before that, we heard My Happiness by Powderfinger. And now, let's go and let's have a nice day. It's the start of the week, isn't it?
It is.
Well, start of the week, let's have some good sayings. Start off everyone's week. Make sure everyone's happy. So why don't you want to start, or you want me to start?
You can start.
Okay, my saying is from C.S. Lewis. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. C.S. Lewis. I'll let you do yours then.
Oh, that was a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is one by Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace to him. The most important thing is to try and inspire people so they can be great in whatever they want to do.
That I honestly think I agree with that one as well. That's, you know, you're not just encouraged, you know, you do stuff popular. If you're a popular person, you do all this stuff, but you want to inspire more people, you know, you want to inspire more people to do the things you are doing. So, you know, so say, you know, he was doing basketball and he's inspired lots and lots of people to do basketball.
That is true.
I bet you would be able to count how many people he's influenced.
He could be this generation's Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's sad what happened, but looking forward, you know, look at what he's done. He's, you know, influenced. He could have influenced over a good billion of us to go play basketball all from all around the world. And with mine, you know, it kind of links up, you know. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can go change the end. So go from where you are and, yeah.
That's true. You don't have to accept the final result. You can change it.
Correct. And, yeah, geez. It's some things, these sayings, and they're all amazing, aren't they?
They are.
Well, let's keep going, and the next song we have is...
It is Crescendo Express by Rara Raj.
You're listening to Get Serial here with Jitten and Chris on Get Serial Sin.
And welcome to Get Serial on Sin. We host Jitten and Chris.
Hello. So what was the song we just heard?
We heard Rocket Man by Elton John. And before that, you heard Crescendo Express by Rara Raj.
Wow. Both of those songs, pretty good, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Pretty good. Now, let's go right for our next part of today. It's called the music quiz. Now, I've got easy rules for this. So, if everyone for everyone listening at home and everyone here, we've got, if you get, if it's a part of a movie, you get a point, if I know the movie. If it's a part, if you know the artist and the song, it's 1 point each. So one for the song, one for the artist. Easy as that, basically. Any other questions you want to know before we start? No, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's start off. Let's see how we go. If I can actually start this. There we go. No, start having a guess if you want to know. Start.
Well, is it Stayin' Alive by Bee Gees?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't think I've heard people guess it that fast, but
yeah. Now this is Miley Cyrus, Pioneer Seed.
Yes.
Alright.
Okay. I think we might have a new record here soon.
Thanks.
Okay, there we go.
Taylor Swift with Shake It Off.
Yes. Now that one's a popular song.
Yep.
Here we go. Okay, let's go over here. Wait.
It's from a movie, yeah?
Yes, it's from a movie.
Disney?
Give me a second, I've got to make sure. Yes. Yes, definitely.
That's how I know.
What?
That's how I know this is Disney.
Do you know what this is called?
Is it Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the artist.
Sounds like a female, so I'm guessing it's a female artist.
Yes, it's a female artist, but so... Just a little change. You don't want to know, guess the name?
Small to say the least. Robert. Mary, a little scared.
No.
Angela or something.
Yeah. Angela Lansbury. Well, so far you've got... Let's think. You've got two... It's basically 4 points. Oh, five, six. 6 points, because you've got all the songs correct so far.
Oh, sweet.
Basically, except for just again the artist... for this one. So you've got basically good. Let's see if we can get this. There we go.
Oh, Kung Fu Fighting.
Yes. Now, do you know what movie this is off? I think this is definitely off a movie.
I know it's in a video game.
Yes.
Kung Fu Chaos, but...
Yes, I'm actually...
It's an old game.
Yeah, it's an old game. I didn't... Everybody was I didn't think anyone would ever guess that. I'm going to have to give you that point.
Thanks.
So you've got basically eight now. So I'll have to tell these up at the end, but then we'll go... they'll probably go towards the score at the end of the season. See how you and Jacob go when he comes back next week. About how many points... Oh, this is going to be interesting. Let's see. I'll fast forward this song. If you can guess it off the bat.
Sounds like Monster Mash.
No, Kelly. You keep trying.
Oh, Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Yes! I've had people guess it off just the start of it. It's so interesting. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. Yes. Ain't the sharpest and
all stuff.
Yes. She was looking kind of you're flying for these.
Thanks.
I think we've started again, haven't we now?
It's a Harry Potter theme.
Oh, yes. Hogwarts. You got it correct. Now, do you know who it's by?
Ah, I actually don't, generally.
You don't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you got, basically, it's Can you get guess what theme it is? It's a certain...
Hogwarts.
Yes. And it's Harry Potter, you said, so... Jeez. So, let me calculate this up. And keep...
Yep.
So, we've got... So, you got... Staying Alive, both correct. So, 2 points. And Party in USA, you got correct. Shake It Off, you got correct. Beauty and the Beast, you got the movie... And the song title. Kung Fu Fighting, I gave you a special point for the game. I didn't think anyone would actually guess that. No one ever has. and the song title, obviously. Thriller, you got that. So, and the title, and you've basically got 16 points.
Oh, sick.
So we'll have to test Jacob when he comes back, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
not on this one, because you obviously just get us straight away then. But yeah, we'll have to keep going and
get cereal.
Yeah, we'll have to keep going and get cereal, and don't forget to, you know, always.
Check us out on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Instagram.
Everything. You've got to check us out everywhere. Anyway, our next song will be...
Bangle by Tugamoth off the Gung Fu album.
And you're listening to Sin Get Cereal.
That's not cringeworthy. It's just like, yeah, good man.
Good man.
You taught him well. I'm almost proud.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Like, just very subtly proud. I don't know why.
Wow.
Maybe because you said it?
I just think, you know, the lovely card game of, you know...
Jack?
What? Poker, Texas Hold'em?
21?
All these card games are perfect for learning numbers for children.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, and then they become a part-time hustler on the side.
Just don't get in too deep into gambling, you know?
Correct. We don't endorse gambling here at Sin, but we do endorse card games that are educational.
Yes. Exactly.
And those card games are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Minus the chips.
Just not drop, pick up 52.
Correct. All right, what song we got now, Chris?
Oh, wow. We have got... If I've got this here.
Yep.
Final Form by...
Sampa the Great.
You're listening to...
Language Warning.
Language Warning. And you're listening to Sin Get Cereal.
Welcome back to Get Cereal. We had a couple. We had a few songs.
Yeah, we did.
What were they?
We had Final Form by
Sampa the Great.
Sampa the Great, and we just had Who Are We by Shining Bird. And let's go for the Almighty. It's 8 o'clock, isn't it?
It is 8 o'clock. It's 8:07 now.
Wow.
Should we read some news headlines just to keep the people in the loop, do you reckon?
If we have some news headlines,
I've got some news headlines.
Oh, let's go for it.
Everyone likes some news headlines for their Monday morning. All right. So apparently the coronavirus is spreading, and this is going all the way into the western part of Asia as well, and it's spreading into the early parts of Russia as well. So they've given us like a little red circle, and it's not looking good, I'm telling you that one. And there's 9 confirmed cases in Australia. But look, apart from that, we've got some other news, because we don't like that, you know, depressing, highly infectious virus news.
Yes.
Obviously, Novak Djokovic won his 8th Australian Open in 13 attempts last night, beating Dominic Thiem in 5 sets. He won the first set. Dominic Thiem came back and won the second and third set. And then the Joker turned on the afterburners and won the last 2 sets quite convincingly. Dominic Thiem played a fantastic game, in my opinion, but just... did not match the power that Djokovic showed. And Djokovic had a bit of like a Nick Kyrgios moment almost. He kind of cracked it. Mm-hmm. And he told the, I'm going to use the abbreviation here, STFU.
Oh.
He told the crowd to STFU. And I'm like, wow, that doesn't seem like the king.
No.
I mean, he never says that. And then he patted the umpire on the foot and he said, congratulations, you've made yourself famous for this match. Great job. Especially the second one. Good job. You've made yourself famous. Well done, man. Because there were a few controversial calls. And he wasn't too happy about. But look, he didn't... he kind of kept a cool head after that. I think got all his anger out. So, yes, he's won his 8th Grand Slam in Australia. He's arguably the king of the Australian Open because no one else has done that. And, of course, if you watch some TV, Miguel from, what is it, Live the Living Room?
Oh, yeah.
Won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. Did not watch it. I just saw the headline. I'm like, fantastic. Congratulations, mate. I don't think many people care about it.
Nah.
But if you're a TV head and you're like that sort of stuff, he won. What else? Also, the LA Lakers paid tribute to the late Kobe Bryant on Saturday, our time Saturday at 2:30 when they played the Portland Trailblazers. They had a 26-minute tribute to him where Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa played See You Again, which I didn't want to hear because I'm like, dude, why are you doing this? Don't make me cry again. So, yeah, there's been tributes flowing everywhere. So, it's still in news and it's certainly not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
True.
But apart from that, there's not really much to say except for just some... as well, if you watch the Australian Open pre-match entertainment, we saw Human Nature perform their latest single. Now... the news, all these news outlets are saying how it was the biggest flop of the decade.
Oh, yes.
You've got these guys who are pushing 50 in their 40s, singing a modern song, doing these little like Dougie dances in these cool outfits when they're a quartet and they're usually singing like Jersey Boys songs. And they're singing this new song and I hated every single minute of it and so did almost all of Australia. So apparently they're the biggest flop of the decade.
And you saw some history right there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow when there's probably another biggest flop of the decade.
Yeah.
We can keep saying that for the whole year.
I was gonna say that. You know, we're only in February.
Still. Like, you know, it's great to say that's the funniest thing I've seen all decade. Like, it's... You still have to say
started,
that.
Man.
Wait till, like, 2022, and then you'll see something funny, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, that's the best thing I've seen. But I feel like in the first year, you can get away with saying all decade.
Yeah.
Because it's like, ah, that's right. Yeah, it's only the first year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it happened 10 years before when you was like, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Alrighty. It's 8:12 at the moment. You're listening to Get Serial, and Chris, have we got some tunes going on?
Well, let's go with some all-famous Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah, what a tune.
Well, let's all sing along to this. You're listening to Sin, Get Serial. And that was Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. And now, let's go on to some... because we've been listening to so much interesting music today... What is some unique and interesting music you guys listen to?
Ooh, how do you define interesting, Chris?
Well, interesting, you know, it could be something you've never listened to before, and you don't know what it is, but then you just find it interesting. You know, it could be anything.
Yep. I've gotten into a lot of like Aussie music lately, just because. I mean, the last year I've been... I think when the Hottest 100 came out last year and I saw, like, Ocean Alley, Morat, Ruby Fields, all these artists getting, you know, in the top, like, top 10, I started taking, like, interest in them. And then I found a band called Lime Cordial, and they are geniuses. They are one of the best bands that I've heard, like, Aussie bands. So they're up there with, like, the Ocean Alleys of the world. Ocean Alley is like an absolute vibe and a half. And their song Robbery got number 7 on the Hottest 100 this year. So you cannot beat Aussie tunes like that. I don't know about you, Jitten.
I love my Aussie tunes, but when you're talking about unique music, if you don't know me well enough at Sin, the staff know me as a kind of magician.
Right.
So
elaborate.
Once I did a whole... I don't like talking about it because it got some controversy out of it.
Ooh.
I did like a lecture on occultism once to them.
Right.
So Alex Crowley...
Yep. Yeah,
those Satanist guys.
Yeah.
And the security had a glimpse of me doing that stuff to that.
Oh God!
So I had weird demon summoning music playing.
Oh no!
And
was it just like goth screamo?
Kind of, yep. But more weird.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You know what? That's interesting. Aussie music is not interesting. That is interesting.
Mm.
Can't imagine that. Dark, yeah. dark, super dark, ultra dark screamo.
Jeez. That might summon a demon.
Correct. That is, I've never heard anything of the sort. I mean, I know a few of my mates, the Wednesday team, Fabian and Daniel, they did a whole radio show, a seasonal, about, I think it was like synth music. And it was, all sourced from the 1970s to 1980s.
Oh, yes.
But to be more specific, it all came from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my God. That's pretty niche.
I think I remember when that was on.
So, like, that's... If we're talking niche here, like, that's peaking.
Yeah. Well, for me, I used to be in a whole ton of country and, you know, rock and all that, but now I'm starting to get into, like, Australian and pop. This is the first, probably, time in years where I've actually am interested in pop. So, pop music to me, like the song we heard earlier, Bass Jumping, that's interesting. And I think my favourite song would be Uber by Methyl Ethyl. Good hit.
Yeah, tune.
Yeah,
tune.
Definitely. But, yeah, any other interesting songs or anything before we go back to more music?
I don't really listen to that many interesting songs. I just listen to songs like classic tunes. I've got a playlist that one of my mates made. Shout out, Ben. I love you. he made a 22-hour playlist of just classic songs.
Oh, what a lovely guy.
Just classics. And there was nothing but classics. So I'm not too Indian, too, like, what do you call it?
Like,
weird with my music. I don't like listening to, like, just random tunes.
Diversity with the music.
Correct.
Diversity.
Yep.
And now, what are we going to listen to next?
Oh, we've got NASA by Naltic, who's now Joel now. So his old character, which is Naltic, is dead. So he's a new persona now.
New persona and new everything. And, well, let's have a listen.
Language warning.
Yeah, language warning. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. You're listening to Sin and Get Serial here with Jitten and James and Chris. And, well, we've talked about music, we've had music quizzes, we've been talking about sport, news, and talking about sport, what is our favourite, what are some interesting sports and things we've done so far?
Oh, I'll go first. I used to do karate when I was younger, which is a martial arts sport, so we don't promote violence at Sin, so...
No, yeah. It's an art.
It is.
It's an art form, so you cannot say that it's a violence. It's an art form.
Yeah, I used to do karate.
I never did karate. I was never that. I was like the only... I was like the one kid in my school who just didn't do it.
Yeah, well...
Just... No, thanks.
No. Well, I wasn't a big fan of it, but I did rowing. Rowing, yeah. I ended up doing rowing in the end, and I got up to national level.
Yeah, right.
It was very interesting years, but one day maybe I might go back to it, but...
Wrong. That is extremely interesting.
Yeah, well... The thing is, for the listeners, I can't actually see very well. So I have to do it in a different category to everyone else. So it was very interesting, eye-opening for the experience, because I've raced in open rowing. I also raced with other people with disabilities.
Yep.
It was hard. All world rowing's hard.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, you need to be... You need to, what?
It's
I think you rely on your shoulders quite a bit.
No, legs. Not
legs.
95% legs, 5% arms.
Really?
Yes, it's more... Because you've got to remember, you got to push back with your legs.
Yeah, you're right there.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what people are interested in. You know, they get injured because they go right hard for that, for your arms, mm-hmm. when you're supposed to be using your legs.
Yeah, right.
So, how about you, James?
I don't know, like, interesting sports. I mean, I've picked up golf this year. Mm. And I've started playing golf this year.
Didn't you say you're a big fan of soccer?
I am a big fan of soccer, but that's not very interesting. Because still, it's a world-renowned sport, and everyone, and every man and his dog knows about soccer.
True.
Knows about Messi, knows about Ronaldo, knows about, you know, Manchester United.
Yeah.
Anyone would know at least one team in the world. But yeah, that's not, I wouldn't call that like an interesting sport. I don't know. I mean, like, what's an interesting sport?
MMA.
That's it. I reckon that's interesting. Oh. I reckon that's just too popular now.
Yeah, true.
To just be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everyone gets around the MMA.
True.
You know what I'd call frisbee golf an interesting sport.
Yeah, that's
frisbee
golf. Frisbee golf.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is interesting.
Yeah,
never played it, never will, but it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, imagine me playing golf. It was interesting. Like, it wasn't the putt-putt golf, it was the real...
It was the actual, like,
yeah.
Take back, have a swing.
Yeah.
Smack the crap out of a golf.
Gosh.
Yep.
That was... I always thought it'd just slip out of my hand and go flying and hit someone in the head.
Yeah, golf's a very, very interesting, way to play it.
Oh,
because,
God.
I mean, I may have lost maybe about 10 balls in my first time playing it. I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to hit the crap out of it and just see where it goes. And it didn't go straight. It just went, like, I play cricket, so, like, I'm used to having a wide face to hit a ball from.
Oh, yeah.
But golf, it's this tiny little space,
to swing.
And it's just, you know, tiny surface area to hit the ball from, and it can go any direction.
That is about right, isn't it?
But
you know, you could hit something, you know, straight, something, you know, nothing. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, why don't we go on to the next song, which is Black Woman by Joshua Caleb. You're listening to Get Serial here.
Good morning. That was Joshua Caleb with a song called Black Women. This is Get Serial on Sin. I mean,
and now you have a BuzzFeed quiz for us, don't you?
Yeah.
It's all about cereal.
Yep. Alright, let's begin then. First, eat some colourful cereal. What's the options are? Fruit Loops, Trix, Fruity Pebbles, Apple Jacks.
Fruit Loops, I know what those are. Go with the safe option.
Pick a chalky cereal. Cacao Crisps, Cacao Puffs, Cacao Pebbles, or Rizzy Puffs.
Cacao Puffs, I think.
They're like Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, Cocoa Puff. Yeah.
Pick a nutty cereal, which is Honey Bunches or Oats, Honey Nut Cheerios, Grape Grains, or Grape Nuts.
Grape Nuts.
Pick a plain cereal. Rice Krispies, Pops, Mini Wheats, Cheerios.
Mini Wheats.
Alright, pick one more cereal just for fun. Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, Cap'n Crunch, or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Say that one again.
Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, Cap'n Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Lucky Charms.
You're Ron from Harry Potter. You appreciate a great sense of humour and a kind heart. That's why you're on.
Does that sound like me?
You seem like you have a good heart.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh, well that's interesting, and we're getting close to time to say goodbye, but we'll give you one more song and then we'll say adieu, won't we? We will play
Vermont by Tyler Crowell.
And you're listening to Get Serial here on Sin. You're listening to Sin Get Serial, and that song you just heard was Vermont by Taylor Carroll. And now it's time to go. So, guys, we'll say goodbye.
See ya.
See ya. And we'll stick around for Sports Desk. That is coming up at 9 o'clock. And, James, you said you were going to be there, are you?
Yeah, I'll be on there. Stay tuned if you want to hear my voice.
Yes, if you want to hear James' voice, stay tuned.
Reluctantly, if you want to hear my voice, then yeah.
No, I think everyone wants to hear your voice now. You've just said that. Anyway, we'll say goodbye. The whole gang will be back next week. I don't know if you'll be here, James, but...
I might be here, depends.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Jilton and Jacob and myself will be here, and we'll see you all next week, and keep listening to some more music and before Sports Desk. Have a nice day, guys. Bye.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.